Philippians chapter 2. We kind of finished up this verse, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. I want to key in on the word rejoice tonight and the word joy. I believe that's why the Lord had me back up and read that. Look at verse 17. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, he said, I joy, and here's the word again, and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. There's something you find out, I believe, in the Christian life, and that is joy is catchy. Amen. Amen. I believe if you have the joy of the Lord bubbling up in your soul, amen, it'll be a blessing to somebody else along life's way. I told him last night, young at heart, the lady in the hospital over there, she grabbed me the other day and kissed me. I said, boy, I'm glad she is old enough to be my grandmother. Amen. You know what happened? She saw that I had a little joy. And I saw that she had a little joy. Amen. A lot of joy to be laying there in the shape she's in. Been in now the hospital now for 5 months. Amen. But she's looking for a land that's fairer than day. I tell you, it don't take long, amen, for the Spirit of God just to bear witness, amen, and have a good time rejoicing in the Lord. Father, help me tonight for a few minutes, God, to be a blessing to your precious people. Lord, as Brother Brian has said, it's just a time in the week to come in, get a little refreshing, Lord, just to rest a few minutes around the Word of God. I pray, God, tonight, that, Lord, you'd stir our soul in Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Now we're going to go to some different places tonight, and these are just some references that if you study these verses, you'll get. But the Lord kind of gave me a little outline here tonight, and I want to look at this joy. Paul found joy. I wrote down five things tonight, five things that Paul found joy in, just in making references to these two verses of Scripture, verse 17 and verse 18. In Philippians chapter number 2. Number 1, Paul found joy in the faith of others. He found joy in the faith of others. Boy, isn't it good to see somebody else believe? Isn't it good to see the faith that the Bible talks about, that saving faith, that serving faith? Isn't it good to see that alive in somebody else's life? And Paul, he was able to have joy because he could see the faith of others. Let me just take them as we go tonight. This is kind of going to be a Reader's Digest condensed version. But let me take it as we go. See what he said here. He said, yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith. Now, this is talking about here when he says offered. If you study it out a little bit, it's talking about like a drink offering. He's just wanting to be poured out to the Lord. Amen. And he said, if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, he said, I joy and rejoice with you all. Don't you believe that when Paul was in prison and he would hear that over there at Philippi, they're getting along all right. Amen. People are getting saved and people are getting help. I believe that blessed him. And he'd hear about Ephesus over there at Ephesus. Amen. They're getting along all right over there at Colossae. They're getting along all right. He'd hear about young Timothy. He's out there on the trail, Brother John, preaching the Word of God, getting along all right. He would just rejoice. It would bring joy to his heart as he thought about the faith of others. Amen. The faith of others. He said, the sacrifice of your faith. He said, I joy and rejoice with you all. Turn with me to Romans now. Excuse me. Romans chapter number 17. Or excuse me. If you find Romans 17, you'll be doing good. Amen. You got the wrong Bible if you do. Amen. Romans chapter 15 and verse 16. Romans chapter 15 and verse number 16. The Bible said here, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. He said, I have therefore whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. So he's talking about here at Philippi, he's offered up upon the sacrifice and service of their faith. He's talking about being a minister in verse 16 of chapter 15 in Romans to the Gentiles and them being offered up that they might be acceptable, an acceptable, my friend, sacrifice to the Lord, sanctified by the Holy Ghost. He's rejoicing in the faith of others. Turn with me, if you will, in your Bibles tonight to 2 Corinthians chapter number 7. 2 Corinthians chapter number 7. And verse number 4 is where we'll pick it up. You remember that Paul had to address an issue of sin in 1 Corinthians, where this young man was committing incest with his stepmother. And Paul told him, he said, you've just turned a blind eye to that. I'm paraphrasing, amen. He's saying, you've looked the other way and you can't do that. He said, you got to deal with that. He told him, turn such a one over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the soul may be saved in the day of Jesus Christ. And you know, according to 2 Corinthians, the man repented. And according to 2 Corinthians, the church had a problem forgiving him. Amen. And Paul had to come along and write him a letter, amen, encouraging them to forgive him lest he be swallowed up, amen, of overmuch grief. It hadn't been too long ago. And when I told someone made the statement, well, I'd be ashamed. I said, listen, our church is full of people that's ashamed of things in their past. Can I get any help right there? Amen. I tell you, I believe our church is, I believe all churches are full of people. If they be honest, amen. God saved us out of that mess. We can be ashamed of the mess without being ashamed of our Savior, our Master, amen. Now watch this tonight. We see here, not only is Paul joy, he finds joy in the faith of others, but he finds joy in the fellowship of others. In the fellowship of others. We know tonight that there can be no fellowship without faith. That faith put us in the body of Christ. Now watch what he said here. In verse number 4, he said, great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful. Here it comes out. In all, and then he says, our. He says, it's not just mine, it's not just yours. It's our tribulation. Amen. For when we were come into Macedonia, he said, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears. Can I ask you a question? How many men of God in this generation would admit to that? Am I right or am I wrong? Want to stand up and act like we're not afraid of anything. Amen. But the Apostle Paul said, without were fightings and within were fears. Amen. Watch what he said here. He said, nevertheless, God that comforted those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus. Oh, I'll tell you, when Paul looked up and saw Titus coming, don't you believe fellowshipping with Titus was a blessing to him? Amen. And he got joy out of that, fellowshipping with others. Now watch what he said here. And he said, not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comforted in you when he told us your earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoiced the more. In other words, Paul said, what's this now? Paul said, we're not together, but we're together. Glory to God. They was over yonder, Paul was over yonder, but the fellowship of the Spirit brought them together. Amen. That's why I believe it's important, Brother Ralph, that we pray for these meetings. We can't be there every night, but thank God we can pray every night. Amen. And wouldn't it be a blessing if they was praying for us when we're having a meeting? Amen. Ought to want to do that. Fellowship with others, it brings joy. Watch what he said here. He said, for though I made you sorry with a letter, he said, I do not repent. Though I did repent for, let me just give you something right here. A while back, I'm not going into any detail whatsoever, but a while back, I sat down and I typed out an email that was pretty strong. It was pretty strong. And I heard something about it. And the other day, I'm talking about weeks later, I went back and reread it just to make sure I didn't say something out of line or out of order or unkind or, God forbid, untruthful. After I read it, I read it again. After I read it again, I read it again. And you say, preacher, I don't know what that's got to do with this scripture. Paul's saying, it don't matter how many times I read what I wrote to you. That's what I meant. That's what God said. Amen. And I'm not going to repent of it. I'm not going to change my mind about it. It's the truth. Some don't want to hear the truth. But the truth will help us. The truth will help us. Watch this now. He said, for though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent. Though I did repent, for I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that you might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, this self-same thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. Wherefore, though I write unto you, I did it not for this cause that had done the wrong. Did it not for his cause that had done the wrong, nor for his cause that had suffered wrong, but that our care of you in the sight of God might appear unto you. Paul said, hey, the whole reason for the letter is I love you all and I want to have fellowship with you. Amen. He said, I care. I care. Therefore, we were comforted in your comfort. Yea, and exceedingly the more joyed we for the joy of Titus, because his spirit was refreshed by you all. By the way, let me just say this. Any individual that's walking in fellowship with God will always enjoy two believers over there fellowshipping with one another and God too. Paul didn't have to have it all centered on him. Amen. He said, it tickles me to death that you all in Titus are getting along so good and fellowshipping, amen, in the things of God. He heard about it and it blessed him. For if I have boasted anything to him of you, I'm not ashamed. But as we spake all things to you in truth, even so our boasting which I made before Titus is found in truth. And his inward affection is more abundant toward you, whilst he remembereth the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling you received him. I rejoice, therefore, that I have confidence in you in all things. Paul found joy in the faith of others. Paul found joy in the fellowship with others. Let me give you something else tonight. Turn to Colossians. Colossians. I'm going to run through here real quick. Give me about 5 minutes. Amen. I know we need to have a business meeting, but y'all need to understand I didn't get started until a little bit late. Amen. I believe I got started on Bible Way time, Brother Brian. Amen. Amen. Let me see if I, you know, Miss Eve asked me. She said, are you going to get a verse tonight? I'm trying. Amen. I would like to get these two verses tonight. The faith of others, the fellowship with others, it brought joy. But if you look at Colossians tonight, there's something else that's mentioned here. These are all just references to the two verses of Scripture, Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 24. He said, knowing that the Lord, that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. You say, preacher, what do you got now? Stay with me just a minute. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. There's no respect Well, I'm in the wrong person. I'm in the wrong place. Wait just a minute. Wrong chapter. That's chapter number 3. Chapter number 1. Here we go. Verse 24. Amen. That first verse actually fit. Verse 24 did. Chapter 1, verse 24. He said, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you. Here, there's the word rejoice again. And fill out that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery which have been hid from the ages and from generations, but now is manifest to his saints. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I want us to understand tonight that according to this scripture, he said, whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man, watch this now, perfect in Jesus Christ. Paul rejoiced in the faith of others. He rejoiced in the fellowship with others. But he's rejoicing here in the faithfulness of others. I want to ask you something tonight. Doesn't it bless your heart when you see somebody being faithful to God? When you see somebody being faithful to their family? When you see somebody being faithful to the Word of God? When you see somebody being faithful to pray? When you see someone being faithful to witness? I believe Paul found joy when he could see the faithfulness of others. Now, watch this. In verse 29, he said, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. I believe not only did Paul rejoice in the faithfulness of those around him, but he rejoiced that he could have just a little part in furthering them in their walk with God, in the furtherance of others, that they might go on a little farther, go on a little farther with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And serve him. I'll give you this tonight. Turn over to 2 Timothy, please. He said here, yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice of your service, of your faith, I joy. I rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy, and rejoice with me. That joy is catchy. That rejoicing is catchy. But there's one more thing here I want you to see tonight that Paul rejoiced in. And I believe that was the finish line with others. Let me show it to you. He said in verse number 6 of chapter number 4, I'm now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. And I have kept the faith. Before I go to verse 8, let me back up. I have to find this verse. If I can't find it in just a moment, somebody can help me. It's in the book of Acts. Paul said that I might finish my course with joy. Anybody know exactly where it is? I'll find it in just a moment. I think I will. Here we go. Acts chapter number 20, verse number 24. If you had taken my Scofield Bible from me just now, I would have been in a heap of trouble. Amen. I know where it's at on the page right there. But listen to what Paul said. He said, none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself. Paul didn't live for himself. He lived for others. He said that so that I might finish my course with joy. And the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Brother Ralphie was saying, this is my story, and I'm going to tell it to the finish line, amen, and I'm going to cross the finish line rejoicing with others. You say, preacher, how could he rejoice with others? Watch. Look at verse 8. He said, I'm ready to be offered. 2 Timothy 4, 6. He said, I fought a good fight, in verse 7. Finished my course, verse 7. Kept the faith, verse 7. He said, henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, in verse number 8. Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me to that day. Amen. But he didn't stop there. He said, not to me only. He said, I'm not the only one going to cross that finish line. Amen. Oh, thank God. Not to me only, but to all them also who love his appearing. He rejoiced in that. He rejoiced in that. He rejoiced in the finish line. I tell you tonight, if we'll run a race that's pleasing to God, we too can rejoice in the finish line. How many's glad you're not going to go across the finish line alone? Amen. You know, they which run in a race, Paul said, run all. But everybody can't win. One receives the prize. But aren't you glad, thank God, we're in a race where, Brother Sam, everybody? Everybody, amen. Everybody that started at Calvary, everybody that was born again can receive a reward of the Lord. I remember reading a few years back, and I'm quitting. I'm not done, I'm just quitting. I remember reading a few years back about somebody that they had one of these marathon races. And this individual, I think it was I'm not even going to say that because then somebody might think I'm sexist. So now you think what I was going to say. I'm not going to say that. I'm almost sure that that's what I read, but I'm not exactly sure, so I'll leave that alone. But this individual entered the race about 800 yards from the finish line. Anybody read about that? Amen. They jumped right in there, blended in with them. Oh, and won that marathon. If you're only running the last 800 yards, I'd say you've got a pretty good chance of winning the marathon. But Brother Ralph, when they set them down, checked their heart rate, I'd say they hadn't even hardly broke a sweat. They disqualified them because they could tell, whew, glory to God, by what was going on the inside, that they didn't start where everybody else started. Glory, glory, glory. I'm going to tell you something right now. There ain't nobody going to slip into heaven. Amen. Because God's a looking down on the inside and He knows what started at Calvary and what didn't. You must be born again. If you've been born again, God wants you to cross that finish line with joy. Old Elijah got to thinking one day he was all by himself. The Lord was merciful to Elijah. He visited with him. God's in the again ministry, if you read about it. Amen. He didn't just wake him up and feed him once, speak to him. And again, the word of the Lord came to Elijah. But he said, I've got, help me somebody. Was it 7,000? Was it 7,000 knees or 700? 7,000? 7,000 knees that haven't bowed to Baal. You know what? If you're not careful, Brother Larry, I about guarantee you in the ministry it's happened to you. Old Slewfoot back you up in the corner, make you think you're all alone. But you're not alone, brother. Hey, a whole lot of people in this race, amen. When we get to the finish line, we're not going to be alone. Paul rejoiced in the finish line with others, amen. I don't know about you tonight. That's enough to keep me going to Sunday morning. Amen. Amen. I'll be in the Bible before Sunday morning, but you know what I mean. That'll get me back to the house of God. That dear brother preached over there Monday night. I had never caught this. And some of you people had studied and taught the Bible and preached the Bible. I never had caught that part, Brother Brian. He preached that same story Brother Randy Barron preached about the Good Samaritan here on that Wednesday night. But he said the end, he said the man that was beat up, he's a picture of the sinner. And he said the man that was that took care of him, he's a picture of the Savior. But then he said the end was a picture of the sanctuary. A place where he could rest. A place where he could recover. I'd never heard that before, but it makes a good picture. And then I guess I would have added maybe one more to it. Anthony texted me the other morning. He was real happy, you could tell in his text. But I sent him a text back, Brother Ralph. I said, that last verse is a picture of the saints. Jesus said, go thou and do likewise. Just like the Samaritan helped somebody up out of the ditch, That's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to go down the other side of the street like the priest and the Levite. He said, go thou and do likewise. Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Are you glad you come tonight? Amen. Father, thank you for the message. Thank you for the Apostle Paul, Lord. Lord, sometimes I stop and think, Lord, where we'd be without these epistles. We'd be missing so much precious truth. Thank you, God, for stirring us a little bit tonight. Lord, I sure count it an honor to be in this race with these dear people. Not everybody that's in this race started at the same place. We all started at Calvary. Anything else, Lord, is a false start. I'm so glad, Lord, that you're still saving to the uttermost. Lord, I hope we hear from Brother Eddie that those souls got saved. I hope, Lord, we get to see some of our own trust Jesus. These girls that Brother Sam requested prayer for, Lord. Lord, they need help. God, I just pray tonight you'd help us to be full of joy that somebody else might want what we have. In Jesus' name.